You're listening to the audio production of Wisdom-Based Business Audio Lectures by Hannah J. Stolz, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. These audio lectures are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, Wisdom-Based Business includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter, as well as relevant material from other sources.
Three thousand years ago in the ancient Near East, wisdom was a warrior woman. In ancient Mesopotamia, including Babylon and Assyria, a female goddess named Ishtar was associated with love, beauty, sex, war, justice, and political power. The relief of Ishtar in the British Museum depicts her holding a rod and a ring that symbolized a measuring string and a yardstick. She held surprisingly domestic tools for a goddess of war, justice, and power. Ishtar was poised for action, for war, and for work. Ishtar was a later iteration of the Sumerian goddess Inanna, who was associated with the storehouse, with weather and fertility, known as the queen of the universe. It's interesting that in neighboring Israel, around the same time in history, Lady Wisdom was also depicted engaging in the public sphere. She cried out in the streets and condemned fools to disaster. Created by God at the beginning of his work in the creation of the world, wisdom rejoiced and delighted in humanity. As the book of Proverbs closes, theologian Al Walters calls the song of the valiant woman in Proverbs 31, 10 through 31, a heroic hymn. This acrostic poem praises Lady Wisdom as a woman who fears God, who is to be praised by her children and family. She's profitable in business, a leader who has compassion for the poor, and is fearless towards the future. She is heroic in her impact, heroic in her unmatched valor. And like the Mesopotamian goddess, she too holds tools in her left and her right hand. But unlike Ishtar, she holds out hope, kindness, and love when she extends her hands a second time to the poor and the needy. So what happened to this fearless leader in the marketplace? How is she replaced by the Greek image of Sophia, wisdom, an aristocratic goddess of wisdom, the goddess of, you know, the library? We find these modern conceptualization of wisdom, of the Lady Wisdom, depicting a domesticated version of wisdom and beauty to be worshipped in an ethereal light. So I'm a business professor who began my career as an enlisted soldier in the U.S. Army. I had multiple specialties in the Army, but I spent the majority of my time as an enlisted soldier in the field working in explosive warehouses in the Ordnance Corps. In my first civilian job in business, I worked in operations for a small packaging importer, which means I coordinated the purchasing from international suppliers and manufacturers. I coordinated international transportation, domestic warehousing, and that final delivery to the customer. The irony of the Sumerian goddess of the storehouse, my own humble beginnings in warehousing, and the Proverbs 31 model of wisdom is not lost on me. I think that maybe my background in the military, my start in logistics, transportation, and warehousing, and my subsequent decades of study in the field of supply chain management give me a unique lens through which I read the story of Lady Wisdom in Proverbs 1 through 9, and then again as this valiant woman in Proverbs 31, 10 through 31. It's fundamental to note that wisdom was personified as a woman all throughout the ancient Near East. Lady Wisdom shows up in Proverbs 1 through 9 as a voice of wisdom in the public square. And in the final text in the book of Proverbs, Lady Wisdom shows up again as a noble woman. A lot of times our Bibles read the excellent wife. But this is an A to Z acrostic poem in Proverbs 31, 10 through 31, 21 verses that echo Proverbs 1 through 9 as wisdom shows up again as a woman of action. The noble woman in Proverbs 31, 10 through 31 reflects Lady Wisdom in the first part of the book of Proverbs. And here she is again, not calling out in the streets like Lady Wisdom shows up at the beginning, but now she's personified in action in the marketplace. And throughout those 21 verses that follow the Hebrew alphabet, there are so many verses in comparison between the beginning of Proverbs that introduces Lady Wisdom, the Psalms, wisdom literature written
Sample complete. Ready to continue?